You are listening to the Joshua Segafis Podcast.
Welcome back to the Joshua Segafis Podcast, the only podcast that teaches you how to be truly alpha. If you're ready to level up to succeed at dating, relationships, business, fitness, and everything else that matters, then stick around. This is exactly where you want to be.
This episode is brought to you by my flagship dating course, Dating in the Wild, The Adult Man Method. Are you sick and tired of a lackluster dating life? Gentlemen, if you know anything about my personal story, you know that I used to suck at dating. I could barely get a text back from a woman, much less a date. I was lonely, depressed, anxious, and felt like my dating life was truly a hopeless endeavor. But I didn't give up, and eventually it all changed. I got to work and figured out how to transform myself from being a total dating zero to an absolute dating hero and succeeded in creating the dating life of my dreams. And in this dating course, you can learn the exact skills, strategies, techniques, and thought processes that I learned over 2.5 years of studying, trial, error, blood, sweat, tears, testing, and lots of hard work. The secret is to learn what women evolved to look for in a mate, and then to develop yourself into the truly masculine, attractive, high-value man who taps directly into the instincts that guide the ever-mysterious female mate selection process. Not only will this course teach you how to transform your dating life, it'll also empower you to become a better, more successful man in the process. So click on the link in the description, grab the course, and get ready to change your dating life forever. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Joshua Segafis Podcast. This is the podcast where you learn how to be truly alpha, to succeed at dating, relationships, business, fitness, and everything else that matters. Welcome back. It's so great to have you. I'm so grateful for everyone who tunes in to listen. So it's just great to see you, and thank you so much for being here. Before we get started today, I just want to reiterate the purpose and goal of my platform. This platform is designed to do two things: to document my journey as I pursue my goal of becoming truly alpha, and to help other people who want to walk the same path. My goal in life is to become a ripped, attractive, successful, powerful alpha millionaire leader with an amazing dating life and tribe. And my purpose is to help other aspiring alphas to master this journey as well. Now, I also want to share with you the definition of the alpha mentality, because I talk a lot about this, and it's just important to get it defined right off the bat so you know what I'm talking about if you're new to the channel. The definition of alpha mentality is simply this: being alpha means to take action-oriented, intentional control of your life, resources, and strategic trajectory, embracing radical self-responsibility, shirking victim mentality, and determining to utilize your time and resources wisely to proactively create a meaningful, significant destiny and lasting legacy of greatness in the world. In short, you can summarize this by saying that being alpha simply means to have a purpose, to work toward that purpose with intention, and to always seek to be the highest value man or woman in the room. Speaking of being a high-value man, that's what I want to talk a little bit about today. Now, I have written extensively on basically the process of how to become a high-value man. And in fact, I'm going to link to a blog post down in the description that gives a full, like, step-by-step rundown of all of the traits and habits you should master to become a high-value man. And so I want you to go read that for a more technical, basically instructional piece of content that'll help you to understand which steps to start taking immediately. But I want to talk a little bit in more of an abstract way about this in this video and podcast episode. And I'm just going to freeform this, and I want to basically make this a stream of consciousness where I just discuss this process of becoming a high-value man. So back when I was in my 20s, I didn't really understand the concept of being a high-value man at all. I did not understand, like, what the purpose of life was as a man. I dealt with a lot of, like, seeking happiness, living in hedonism. I was trying to find my purpose and my destiny in things outside of myself without creating them for myself and intentionally pursuing them. And this led to a lot of suffering and misery. And I think that one thing men need to understand is that becoming a high-value man is something that you do not just for others, but it's also something you do for yourself. It's just a superior path, a superior way for men to live and to be. And it gives men, gives you more purpose. It gives you a greater sense of satisfaction and fulfillment. And for me, when I started learning how to become a high-value man, I basically started to realize that there are a lot of benefits to it. And there's just no comparison to striving to live this way, as opposed to living how I used to live, which was just basically living like an adult man child, just always chasing happiness, getting up, getting angry if I didn't get my way, feeling like a victim, acting you know, kind of irresponsible, not taking the care and well-being of the tribe first, not sacrificing as a servant leader for my tribe, right? Whereas nowadays, every day when I wake up, my first thought is always on my mission, on my purpose in life. And this is non-negotiable for men or women. If you are on the alpha journey, you wish to be alpha-minded man or woman, then we have to wake up with a purpose-driven mindset. We have to wake up ready to engage our mission in life and to pursue it. And when I think about how I used to live, I basically, you know, I used to wake up and my first thought was just, what am I going to get today? What's going to make me happy today? Do I feel sorry for myself? How can I feel better? How could other people make me feel better? Like, this is such a self-centered, selfish, self-obsessed mindset. It's very low value. And the reason for it is because it's all about take, take, take. It's not about what you're going to give to the world. It's not about what you're going to give to your tribe, give to your family, give to your circle. A lot of people have this weird notion of unconditional love. And actually, a lot of people have like an existential crisis about the idea of unconditional love. They think, well, people should just love me for who I am. I shouldn't have to give them a return on their love investment. They should just love me. And it's unfair if people only love me because they expect things of me. And this is such a seemingly complicated paradox of what it means to be high value and what it means to be a leader. And the truth of the matter is that there is no such thing in this world as unconditional love. And if we want people to love us, it's in our best interest to become so high value, to become so effective, so formidable, so useful and valuable to the tribe that people will then love us because we bring so many qualities to the table. And you might think to yourself, so in other words, the whole point to being high value is just to get people to love you more? And no, that's actually not true. The point of being high value is to get things done, to be more effective, to actually have a purpose and to seek to achieve that purpose. I just want to reiterate to you, my goal in life, right? And this is how I wake up every day thinking about this. My goal in life is to become a ripped, attractive, successful, powerful, alpha millionaire leader with an amazing dating life and tribe. And then my purpose is to help other aspiring alphas to master this journey as well. So the first thing I'm thinking about when I wake up, the very first thing I think about is I think about whatever project I'm currently working on. So today it was a video project I was working on a course. Yesterday it was really thinking about my blog because I was going to work on some blog posts. You know, it's like my mind automatically goes to this, but I had to program myself to think like this. Why does my mind automatically go to these things? Because these are the things that I'm doing to create value in the world, to pursue my purpose, right? Now, every day I'm engaging in things that are helping me to achieve my goal. For example, every day I'm working out. Every day I'm trying to level up my own personal style, right? Every day I'm working on my business, working on my assets. Every day I'm striving to get my money, right? I'm striving to be a leadership-oriented man. And to be really honest, I have specific goals in all of these different life domains, right? The fact that I want to be a ripped, attractive, successful, powerful, alpha millionaire leader with an amazing dating life or relationship life and tribe, that sounds kind of generic, but I have very specific goals in all of those things. And then my purpose, my greater overarching purpose is to help other people do this. And so every day I'm focused on that purpose, but why? The reason I'm focused on the purpose is because I want to make a difference in the world and I want to create a lasting legacy. And to be honest, this is where it starts to get a little bit confusing for some people. If you go to my website, there's a menu tab option that says how to be truly alpha. And if you click on it, you'll find my full guide to how to become truly alpha. And there is a lot of content on that goes through all of the vital life domains that matter. On the alpha journey, okay? And I'm gonna go through these for you real quick. Number one, embrace the alpha mentality. Number two, mind your business. Number three, get your money. Number four, pursue your purpose. Number five, level up mind, body, and spirit. Number six, embark on your hero's arc. Number seven, find an intimate partner, i.e. master your dating life. Number eight, build your tribe. And then number nine, create a lasting legacy of greatness, okay? Now, these are what I call the vital life domains. These are all of the things that really matter and that we should be invested in. Why should we be invested in these things? Because these things are going to help us to become more effective, competent humans. And we will help our tribe, family, circle to survive and thrive when we actively level these things up in our lives and then apply those things to the other people in our lives, when we apply them to our tribe building, and this makes us high value, right? Now, a lot of people, when they're working on their dating life, or to be honest, even if they're working on their professional life, they think about things in reverse. They think, oh, I want to get paid XYZ, or oh, I want hot people to want to date me. You know, what can I learn to do that? But see, when you're learning skills to try to get someone to do something for you, or you're trying to learn skills to make people want you, you're almost thinking about it in reverse, right? There's an element of this that is useful to learn, but what you really want to be thinking is, how can I increase the value I bring to my tribe, family, circle, and community every single day? How can I become so valuable? How can I bring such amazing skills? How can I bring such amazing assets, qualities, and values to the table that people are undeniably going to want to attach themselves to me, because that will increase their odds for survival? When we level ourselves up to this level, we basically become the type of people who actually have leverage in helping the tribe to survive and thrive. And this helps us to make the world a better place. It also makes us more attractive and more lovable. And that's really the essence of what it means to be high value. So, and once again, like go down in the description, there's a link to a blog post where I talk about how to be a high value man. I'm also going to link to a blog post I've written about high value women. And you can read about those things and kind of read about, especially in a dating context, what people are attracted to. However, at the end of the day, this is what we have to be thinking to ourselves. Am I pushing myself every day to become better than I was yesterday? Because the goal isn't to become, quote unquote, the best man in the room, the best woman in the room overnight. That's not the goal. The goal is to become the best that we can become every single day, to increase our ability to bring value every single day, to level up our own performance every day, right? For example, I'm running laps with my girlfriend. We run laps every day around the block. And every day, like of the week, like we start with low laps and then we gradually work our way up, running more laps as the days go by. And the reason for why we do this is because every day gets a little bit more difficult, and then we're pushing ourselves every day to do this, right? This helps us to get into that habit of like getting better every single day. Now, of course, it kind of resets. And if it were perfect, what we would do is keep running more and more and more and more laps until we were running for like literally hours and hours and hours. It's not necessarily realistic with the time constraints that we have on work and kids and whatnot. But the idea is that we always want to be trying to push ourselves a little more and to be a little bit better, right? And you got to find ways to do that that work for you. So that was kind of what I wanted to say about this business of being a high-value man or being a high-value woman. And I also want to encourage you, and I want you to know that you have the potential to be incredibly high value. You can become the type of person who's essential, an essential cog in the machine of your tribe. And you do this by leveling up your own ability to create value and by raising your own standards and raising your own, raising your own principles to the point where you just become such a high performing man or woman, and you become so good at so many things, and you contribute in so many different positive ways that you just naturally become an essential part of the machine. And this increases your value. And when you pair this with self-development, like leveling up mind, body, spirit, so that you're healthy and you're also working on your style, this is also going to increase your attraction. And so it just all really works together. But at the core of it all is you got to have a strong work ethic, and you have to really be willing to say every day, what can I do to become better today? Because if we stagnate and we just coast along, we try to do the same thing we've always done, if we try to just take some time off, it's like, oh, I worked hard yesterday, I'm not going to do it today. Oh, I shouldn't have to work as hard as so-and-so. These aren't the kind of mindsets that high value men and women operate with. Every day, they're trying to push the limits. Every day, they're trying to develop themselves. And this isn't to say that every day is going to be perfect or go perfectly. This is to say that that's where the mindset must begin, and that we have to do our best, right? Some days we might fail, some days we might succeed. But that's almost beside the point. It's the mentality and the base instinct and the base desire that matters the most. So that's really what I had to say about that. And I hope that this has been helpful to you. I just want to encourage you, work on leveling up yourself to become a high value man or woman. Work on becoming essential to your tribe. Work on increasing your own value and standards in life every single day to become truly alpha. This is what excites me, and this is what makes me excited to live. And I promise you that the rewards of putting this kind of effort into your life and trying to take greater responsibility for the tribal infrastructure on your shoulders is worth it. It's so worth it with the rewards you receive, not only in personal fulfillment, but with how you will affect greater change, and then how that will affect in a positive way the lives of other people, and then how that will come back to you in the form of people valuing you so much higher as a natural extension of you helping them to survive and thrive better. So that's the whole spiel right there. Be a high value man or woman. All right, that's going to be it for this one. Go with grace, my friends. Never give up your power. This is Josh Segafis signing off.
Thank you for listening. Make sure to visit www.joshuasegafis.com. Catch you on the flip side.